ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the song sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi です。
Peter here.
JapanesePod101.com の童謡のレッスン10へようこそ。
Welcome to Lesson 10.Our last lesson of our Japanese children's song series. Naomi sensei, can you tell us the name of the song we'll be focusing on this time?
Toryanse.
Toryanse. Interesting word. It doesn't even sound Japanese.
So?
Does the title have a meaning?
Well, you'll find out.
So, what can you tell us about the background of this song?
This is a very old song, which is said to be written in the Edo period.
This is another song that you'll sing while playing a game, right?
That's right. I think many of our listeners are familiar with the children's song called London Bridge, right? It's basically the same game as that.
How about the background behind the lyrics for this song? There are a lot of different interpretations, right?
Yes, and we will go over the most popular interpretation. Before we go into the lyrics, can we explain the background a little bit, Peter?
Okay.Basically, according to the most popular interpretation, this song is about parents taking their child to a shrine when the child turns...
Nana, which means 7 years old.
And asking the guards to let them through. Something important to understand that is in the past, turning seven had a very important meaning. Because many children, Naomi-sensei?
Didn't make it to that age.
People used to make talisman to protect their baby after it was born, and then return to the shrine when their child was seven. This means that after age seven, the child no longer had the talisman to protect them.
Right. I think knowing this background will help you to understand the lyrics better.
And with that, let's take a look at the lyrics.
ここはどこの細道じゃ天神様の細道じゃちょっと通してくだしゃんせ御用のないもの通しゃせぬこの子の七つのお祝いにお札を納めに参ります行きはよいよい帰りは怖い怖いながらも通りゃんせ通りゃんせ
Okay, we've got a lot of archaic Japanese in this song. Naomi-sensei, the first line of the song, onegai shimasu.
Toryanse, toryanse.
The title of the song. Naomi-sensei, what would this be in modern Japanese?
It would be torinasai. This is the command form of toru, which means to pass through.
So it's saying pass or pass through.
Right.It's thought that this is what the shrine guard says.
Next.
ここはどこの細道じゃ?天神様の細道じゃ。
So we have a question and an answer.
はい。
First, the question asked by a parent who wants to take their child to the shrine.
ここはどこの細道じゃ?
This narrow road, where does it go? And the answer from the shrine guard?
天神様の細道じゃ。
This narrow road is the road of the god 天神. So we know that it is the way to the shrine. Naomi-sensei,
はい。
What's じゃ?
Good question. じゃ is like だ. So, ここはどこの細道だ? This narrow road, where does it go? 天神様の細道だ。 This narrow road is the road of the god 天神。In modern Japanese.
Next line.
ちょっと通してくだしゃんせ。
please let us pass through. Now, you can kind of see that the lyrics of this song are the back and forth conversation between the child's parents and a shrine guard. The parent asks where the path leads. The guard says to the shrine, and now the parent is asking to be let through.
Yes. In modern Japanese, this line would be ちょっと通してください. 通す means to let someone pass or go through. Here, the ください became くださんせ.
And what does the guard say in response?
ご用のないもの通しゃせぬ.
Literally, we don't let people who have no business here pass through. The Japanese was so short though. Let's break it down.
Yo is short for yōji, which is like business, as in something to do. Mono means person in this context. So, ご用のないもの means
people who have no business here.
And the next word is 通しゃせぬ. In modern Japanese, 通しはしない or 通さない.
Do not let pass. So, altogether the phrase is, we don't let people who have no business here pass through. Next, the parent explains why they are there.
この子の七つのお祝いにお札を納めに参ります.
In celebration of this child turning 7, we are going to present the talisman at the shrine. So remember what we said in the beginning? When a child turns 7, the parents return the talisman that they got after the child was born back to the shrine.
That talisman is called ofuda in Japanese. Osame is from the verb osameru, which has many meanings, but here means to return something to a shrine. Maerimasu is the humble form of iku, meaning to go.
So the parent is explaining why they want to pass through. Was this good enough for the shrine guard? What's the next line, Naomi-sensei?
行きはよいよい、帰りは怖い.
行きはよいよい. Iki is the way to the shrine, right?
はい.
From iku, to go.
そうです. That's right. Yoi has the same meaning as i, good. So in other words, the way to the shrine is fine. It's no problem. However, 帰りは怖い.
帰り, the way back, right?
はい.
It's 怖い, scary.
そうです. The way to the shrine is fine, but the way back from the shrine is scary.
Ah, because they leave the talisman at the shrine, right?
そうです.
So they have nothing to protect them on the way back.
It's a scary feeling.
And the last line, お願いします.
怖いながらも通りゃんせ、通りゃんせ.
The word for scary again, 怖い.
怖いながらも means while you feel scared.
So while you're feeling scared,
通りゃんせ、通りゃんせ.
Pass through. Pass through. So, this is what the guard tells them, right?
Yes.
So, the lyrics start and end with the title of the song.
通りゃんせ、通りゃんせ.
Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
If I'm on a train and someone wants to get through and I let them through, can I say 通りゃんせ、通りゃんせ?
I don't think so. どうぞ. Would be better. But it'd be nice as a joke.
For a listener's sake, I'll give it a try. So, let's have a listen to
Sakura-san no uta.
Toryanse, toryanse, koko wa doko no hosomichi ja? Tenjin-sama no hosomichi ja? ちょっと通してくだしゃんせ ご用のないもの通しゃせぬ この子の七つのお祝いに お札を納めに参ります 行きはよいよい帰りは怖い 怖いながらも通りゃんせ、通りゃんせ.
Well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
We hope you enjoyed this song.
And Peter, this is actually the last lesson.
That's right. This is the last one. We really hope you enjoyed this series. I know I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed learning Japanese and Japanese culture through these songs.
Did you have a favorite? Let us know what you thought. Thank you again for listening.
じゃあまた。
Find a more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.